Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. All week here in Duluth, it's Plein Air Duluth, Paint du Nord. Brought to you by the Duluth Art Institute, this is an annual plein air painting festival here in the Twin Ports. They'll be around town painting live. You might even see them out. Participants will hang their work at Blacklist Ales on Superior Street in Duluth, and the public is invited to a reception on Friday, July 14th from 5 to 7 p.m. Today we are joined by this year's festival juror, Duluth plein air painter, Matt Kenya.
I'm a plein air painter, and I paint almost exclusively in oil on canvas. I live in Duluth and have for the last almost 12 years, and a Minnesotan for a good 30 years. The Duluth plein air is relatively new. This is its third year, and I participated the first 2 years, which was just absolutely wonderful. I mean, Duluth and Superior and the surrounding area is just a great wealth of opportunities for artists. Of course, there's the beautiful landscape of Lake Superior and the forests, but there are so many beautiful cultural and industrial landscapes located in the Twin Ports, and that excites me as a painter. And as a juror for this year, I would love to see how other artists are going to handle those painting opportunities. The thing that's most exciting and challenging about plein air painting is the fact that it is direct painting. You are literally set up in front of your scene or motif, and you're there under the conditions that are present. It can be sunny, it can be windy, it can be rainy, it can be foggy. Whatever it is, you're there on location. And these images are not created in a studio. They're created on location. And that's not only thrilling, but also challenging for the painter. One of the things that I truly enjoy about plein air painting is the audience that gathers around you when you're painting. It's not unusual for families with children to come up behind you and watch you paint. And then the children will even ask questions. And that's just really a fun opportunity to share that whole experience with other people. It's a very immediate, and it's almost like a performance art in many ways.
Well, let me ask, how did you get started in plein air?
Well, it's so funny. I think like so many artists, you know, you're an artist at heart from an early age. And at some point, especially when you enter adulthood, you begin to think to yourself, well, you know, I might be ready for this now. Painting in general, and certainly plein air painting, is very challenging and very daunting at times. You do gain the perspective of stamina, determination, being willing to accept works that don't work, and also being able to stick through just the roughest weather. So for me, I didn't start painting till I turned 45 years of age, and I've been painting for 10 years now. And it's really wonderful because every year I learn so much more, not only painting by myself, but painting with other painters. We all do learn from each other. And I'm a much better painter today than I was just a year ago, and certainly a much better painter now than I was when I first started 10 years ago.
Well, I know that part of the festival, besides quick paints and group paints, and then, of course, the final reception where the work gets hung on the wall and judged by you, the juror, although that ends up being a competition, this is really much more about community.
Oh, very much so. Painters have a high regard for each other, regardless of medium. I mean, there will be painters working in oil, of course, but there will be watercolorists and pastel artists and people working in acrylic. When I look at a work of art, I want to immediately know why it is that that person set up in front of their scene. There are so many different types of subject matter. There must be something about a scene that excites a person enough to open up their easel, pull out their materials, and actually stand and labor over that scene and on their canvas for a good hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours. I'm so excited about this, and I'm always excited to see all of the different artists every year to just embrace this different way of engaging in the landscape.
Plein Air Duluth happens July 9th through the 14th here in the Twin Ports, with the works on display at a reception at Blacklist Ales on Friday, July 14th from 5 to 7 p.m. here in Duluth. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.